pull the tape for the record again. Your full name and date of birth, just so it goes on there.
On there, yeah.
Can you tell me your full name and date of birth, please?
Marjorie Inman. I was born the 25th of March, 1911.
And we're at Mrs. Inman's home in near Godalming, and it's 1996. It's late May. I'm John Beckerson. Mrs. Inman, thank you very much for letting me come and chat to you. It's a real pleasure. Could you just tell me when you first came to the Isle of Man and what was your first memory of it?
We came to Port Erin to the hotel named The Towers at Spaldrick in 1933 for our honeymoon, June the 28th, for a fortnight. And then war broke out, of course. And we didn't go anymore. And when my husband was demobbed, he wrote and said he would love to us to go visit Port Erin. By then I had my son. He was born in 37 and this was 46. So that was his first visit. But we wrote to the Towers and the Isle of Man had been taken over as a German internment camp. And the Towers were not ready to open. But they recommended me to the Waverley, which is quite near, because the part owner, the lady, Olive, had worked at the Towers. And so we went there, and we were their first visitor. And of course it was the first time we stayed there, and there was quite a lot of apprehension, but we loved it and returned time and time again.
So can you just cast your mind back to that first visit to the Towers? What was it like coming to the Isle of Man? Do you remember the train and the boat journey? Can you tell me about that?
Yes.
Leaving Leeds, what was it like?
We went to Liverpool and it was the morning sailing and it was a beautiful day. And then when we got to Douglas, I think we came on the little local train and went to the Towers. And it really was a beautiful, very good hotel, very well run, beautiful food, good.
What things do you remember about the Towers in your mind as you visit it again?
Well, everybody was very nice and it was such lovely weather. We spent a lot of time bathing, but we did go round the island. And the vicar of Port St Mary and Port Erin was a one-time vicar where my husband attended church in Leeds. And funnily enough, it came out, he'd married Claude and Olive McPhee. And so we'd written and told him we were coming and we went to his house for a meal and he took us to his church. I vividly remember going because it had a very old Austin 7 and two of the floorboards were missing. But he was a great character. Yes, he was made a camp.
Coming over from Leeds, do you remember if your friends, would they go to the Isle of Man, or were you the first in your street to start going?
No, a few had been, but most people went to Douglas, because there was much more activity there. But of course it wasn't beautiful. A lot of hotels all on the front. It used to be a joke in a family. We went by boat from Liverpool, Isham, Holyhead, and then we flew from Liverpool, and then we flew from Leeds, and people used to say if there was a submarine, you'd go on that.
So you tried all the different routes?
We did, yes.
Which did you like the best?
Oh, flying. It was so much quicker, especially from Leeds.
So it must have been quite special coming on a honeymoon to the Isle of Man.
Yes, it was. Yes, it always had a very soft spot in our hearts.
What else do you remember about that first honeymoon trip?
I think the weather. It was absolutely a gorgeous fortnight the whole time. And I remember going on a coach trip round the island and I came back and we decided that Port Erin was certainly the nicest, prettiest place on the island.
Was it quite romantic?
Oh, very. Well, honeymoon should be. I'm afraid they're not these days, but anyway, it's up to you. Yes, made them.
And at the Towers, can you remember, what was your room like and the hotel? Do you remember at all in there?
Yes, it was lovely. We could see the walk up to Bradderhead. Then looking down, we could see the different two little bays. And there was a... I think there were plays that they were spawning there. I don't know if that's still there, biological. Mm. Yes, that was very interesting. Went in there once or twice. And the walks from there up to Craignish, I remember that. It was rumoured that some of the people there were descendants from the Spanish Armada. And they used to open the doors just a wee bit, and if you were coming, shut them quickly. They wouldn't have any communication with you. But, of course, that's going back a long time.
That's before they turned Craignish into a museum.
Yes, yes. Mm.
Goodness me. And do you remember the hotel, with the food good and things like that? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes, yes, very much, yes. And the food was excellent, yes. Mm-hmm.
What sort of routine and what would it be like?
Well, sort of it was very easy. There was nothing formal about it, no, very easy. And it was June, part of the season, they were quite busy. Mm.
And what else would you do on your holiday on that first time? The walking?
Yes, we went on a boat trip to the Calf of Man. That was very interesting because at the time it was up for sale. And the Leeds man who owned grocery shops there called The Thrift, he bought it. And I think he owned it for a number of years. I'm not sure, but I think it passed the National Trust. Mm, yeah. Mm.
And did you ever, what would you do in the evening for entertainment once it got
there? Oh, there was nothing. No, we used to walk after the evening meal, often up to Bradderhead to watch the sunset. That was lovely, yeah. In fact, we liked it so much, the house we bought, we called it Bradder.
Did you care for the dancing and the things in Douglas? Did you ever go?
Yes, we went to a theatre. I think it was the summer production. I don't remember much about that, but one or two of the hotels you could go in and dance there. That was quite good. Mm.
What other hobbies and pleasures did you and Mr. Inman particularly enjoy?
We're very fond of nature, sort of wandering on the hedgerows and things like that. And we liked tennis. There was two or three good tennis courts up Bradder. At that time, the cafe in Bradder was owned by Collinson's, and they had two cafes in Leeds, in the centre of shopping part of Leeds. Mm.
So, in fact, you must have felt quite at home with various Leeds contacts.
That's true, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, goodness me. So, do you remember, I mean, when you decided to go to the island for the first time, What influenced you? What made you think, ooh, we'll try the Isle of Man? Do you remember?
Because my husband had been there from Douglas and he thought how lovely it was, but he'd never stayed there. Hmm. I'd never been, so no, I'd never... I had been to the Isle of Man when I was very, very young, but I couldn't remember it at all. I think the thing that, you know, people do remember are the horse-drawn trams. Are they still there?
Oh, yeah. Still getting strong.
Yes. Oh, that was lovely. Yes.
And where would your mum and dad take you on holiday in your early days as a girl then? What other places?
Well, mostly nearer to Leeds, Scarborough, Bridlington, Whitby. Mm-hmm. And we had relatives at Bournemouth. I once went there for a school holiday. Mm. But that seemed a long, long way away. People didn't go abroad.
And so, how did they compare to the Isle of Man? What did you think of the Isle of Man compared?
Well, it's unique. It's sort of a lot of the folk traditions and that sort of thing that you wouldn't get anywhere else.
So tell me about your next visit after your honeymoon. What was the one after that?
Well, the war broke out. My husband went in the RAF. And when the war finished and he had a date for demob, he wrote and said, would I write to the Towers and see if we could go for a week at Easter? So, of course, I wrote and we got the letter back that they weren't taking any visitors because the hotel had been rather ruined with the internees and broken furniture, what have you. But they could recommend the Waverley, which was very near, and the lady there had worked at the Towers. So we wrote and booked and went for a week. And there was just one other couple there for the weekend, but we were the only ones for the week. And after that, we went for our summer holiday for a good few years.
So tell me about that first post-war holiday. How did you feel, you know, leaving Leeds and making...
Well, a bit. You weren't sure what you would encounter travel, but I think it was all right. We went by boat from Liverpool, and it was quite nice. And when we got to the Waverley, Claude McPhee, he had a car and he took us a few runs round, and of course we thoroughly enjoyed it. And the food was still rationed, but he had a nursery, so there was some very good fresh vegetables, and it was excellent, and the food and the menus were wonderful.
Going to say, how did the food on the Isle of Man compare just after the war to what you could get in Leeds?
Well, it had been sort of taken over as a camp for a while, and there was a lot of repairs needed doing, but they were busy working on it, everybody, and I don't think it took them very long to get back.
And did you notice if Mrs. McPhee's house, did it look like it had had a bit of knocking about in the
floor? Oh, yes, she showed us one bed and the bottom was all scratched. And they thought that the person who slept in it must have had long toenails and scratched to the end.
So she must have been working hard to get it.
Oh, yes, very hard, yes.
So tell me, how did you feel, you know, taking your... Was it your first holiday in all those years?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it was a, you know, sort of a freedom feeling, I think, was the word, yes. You hope there never be another war, but...
How many weeks did you stay? Was it one or two?
Oh, just one at Easter, yes. But after that, it was either 10 days or a fortnight.
And did you remember how much you paid after the war for your holiday that week?
No, I don't remember at all, no.
So when you were planning it, who would make the decision? Would you make it or would your husband make it? Or would you do it together?
Oh, when he wrote home, he made it, definitely. He wanted to go away straight away because... We'd been apart for 3.5 years, and of course, it more or less to get to know my son, although it come home for leaves, you know, it wasn't very often. So we went long walks and spent a lot of time on the beach. Although it was Easter, it was cool, but quite nice. And of course, then we went back in the summer, usually, if we could manage it sometime in June, towards the end of June.
And so he had no trouble getting his job back after the war? It was.
Oh, no, it was kept open. I think that was a law. I'm not sure, but I think so.
So that first post-war holiday must have been quite a special...
Oh, it was, yes, and especially taking our son with us, yes.
How old was he?
37. Yeah.
So how did he feel about going?
Oh, he thought it was lovely. Because he loved the sea so much, so he went in the Navy, so...
And when you were at the hotel, did you all have one room together and share it as a family, or did he have a separate room?
Oh, he had a separate room to us, yes, a single room, yes.
And do you remember at the hotel how what the daily routine would be like? What would the breakfast and when and the lunch and things like that? Can you tell me about that?
Yes, it was always a very good breakfast. and then at lunch, and then the evening meal was very good, and we always had the coffee or tea or something later for an evening drink, and always something. And Olive was a very, very good cook. She made lovely scones and pastry, and yes.
Was it nice? I mean, how did you feel about the meal? Was it a break from cooking yourself? Did you appreciate that?
Oh, very much so, because of course you were restricted during the war. You were only allowed so much butter, well, very little butter, and margarine, and I think sugar was rationed, I think, yes.
So it'd be quite freedom for you yourself from the daily housework.
Yeah, definitely, oh yes.
Did you have a lie-in in the morning, or would you like to get up?
Oh no, we usually got up and just crossed over the road to look down at the bay, and then once a week it was tradition, they always served Manx kippers, and afterwards they brought a big plate with the skins, and you could take them and lay them on the wall outside, and the seagulls used to dive, so everybody rushed for the cameras, and there was a lot of cameras that were there, but it was a wonderful sight seeing these seagulls come. And we always sent kippers home to people. Yes.
They must have appreciated the extra food.
Oh, definitely, yes. The different, I think it's a curing of them. They're a different flavour of Manx kippers. At one time I could get some in Leeds Market, but then they stopped.
What other things did you get on the island that were different from Leeds that you'd enjoy?
Well, I think I don't think they had any trouble getting meat. I think we were restricted to so much a week, and you had to work out, you know, how it would fit in with each day. But they had quite a lot of farming round about. And, of course, they kept eggs then, so eggs were no trouble there. And a chicken, which was very nice.
So at the end of the week, how would you feel as you were getting ready to go home?
Oh, it was, we didn't want to go, but of course we had to. But anyway, we knew we'd go back again. We were so happy there. So the towers lost a custom and the Waverley gained us. But we became very great friends. They came over to Leeds and stayed once, and
what sort of, when you were going back to Leeds, would you get the midnight boat, or would you like to set off early? Can you tell me about your journey back to Leeds? How would you go, and how long would it take?
Well, we used to, I think we used to go on the little train to Douglas, and you have to be there so long before the boat sailed, of course. And once we were going back, and it was Friday the 13th, well, of course, the sailors are so superstitious, and it was a terrific wind. In fact, at the Waverley, we could hardly hold the door. And I remember Claude and Olive saying, you maybe not sail, it's so bad. But anyway, they put another boat on, and we had a dreadful journey, but mercifully none of us were sick. But I think everyone else on the boat was. Oh, dear. And the waves were breaking over, and we thought, you know, better stay on deck as long as we could, but to give in at the finish, because we were getting quite wet as well.
Just thinking about the boats, I mean, what are your memories of sailing over? What were they like, and did you enjoy them, or was it just a bother?
They were quite good, really. You could get a meal if you wanted it, or a drink, and of course, as soon as you left the port at Liverpool, they were licensed, so there was a lot of drinking going on. And they were very good. I think the first time we went, it took about 4 hours. It was quite a long sail. But they were quite good, really. But then, of course, when we got to flying, that was very easy.
You preferred the flying?
Yes, oh yes.
How soon did you start to fly? Do you remember what sort of year you first flew to the Isle of Man?
Oh, no, I can't, no. so.
It'd be in the 50s, would it?
90s? In the 50s, yes. Middle 50s, I should imagine, yes. Mm.
Had you flown before?
Mm?
Had you flown before?
No, I hadn't. we'd taken Derek to our local, and he'd gone up for about a pound flight, you know, just round. So he was all right, but I wasn't. I was a bit unhappy about flying, but anyway, soon got used to it.
What was it like, you know, can you tell me about going to the airport and what the journey over, do you remember?
It was pretty bumpy because there were such small planes. And, of course, they weren't the streamlined ones that there are today, but they did very well at the airport, yes.
How would you get to Mrs. McPhee's from the airport?
I think Mr. McPhee took us a time or two, or we went and had, I think they ran a bus. I don't think the little train went there, no. Mm.
So, can you tell me about the next holiday after that, the one when you went, you've just had, we talked about your honeymoon before the war, and then the first one after the war, getting to know your husband again, and that must have been quite eventful.
Yes.
What was the next one like? Was that the year after, did you come again?
That was in the April 46. Well, in 47 we went more in holiday time, June. And then we went one year and took my husband's brother, wife and son, about the same age as my son, and they loved it thoroughly. And we recommended quite a few people in Leeds, and they went. And
did they have Wakes Weeks in Leeds or not?
Well, the engineering and the clothing always had the last week in July, the first weekend in August, which was the bank holiday then. Now it's the end of August. Well, it was the beginning. Yes. Mm-hmm. But we could take our holiday any time. We weren't restricted to that. In fact, we very rarely went August because it was so busy. The travel and, you know, going anywhere was busy. Mm.
So were you glad not to be in the wakes, or would you have quite liked to be in them?
No, I was glad not to be. I don't like all this crowding and queuing. And we always had quite a few boat trips, and we got very friendly with one chappie who owned a boat there. And for a long time after we stopped going, he used to send a Christmas card, usually of the current lifeboat one.
So tell me about the holiday when you all went with your husband's brother. What was that like?
Oh, that was great because they'd never been. So, of course, we proudly showed them all the nice things and introduced them to various places. And, no, they thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
So you all went round together, did you?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. I think we hired a car for 2 or 3 days then and, you know, went to Peel and various places. Mm-hmm.
Was that the first time you had a car, or did you have one earlier than that?
No, I think we had one before, but we didn't, you know, we preferred to be sort of in Portirion, and were quite good walkers. We'd walk to Port St Mary and, you know, up to Craigneish and Spanish Head, and yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you have had a car back home in Leeds?
Yes, mm-hmm. But I didn't drive.
So eventually would you have had one on the island for your holiday? Did you ever hire one, or did you not really bother?
No, sometimes we did, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think there were very many car hire firms there, no. Mm-hmm. Certainly not in Portirion.
So tell me about your favourite places on the island that you used to like to go to, and what would you take a picnic with you most days, or did you just...
No, we never took a picnic, no. Usually we just got a tea or coffee or ice cream, something like that, because the food was quite enough, more than enough. No, but with all the fresh air, of course, you were always ready for a meal. Mm-hmm.
And would Mrs. McPhee do breakfast, lunch and dinner?
Yes.
Do you remember her stopping doing lunches, or did you always have lunch with her?
Usually, it just depended if we were going along the district. Of course, we didn't, but we're always back for the evening meal. That was the meal.
What sort of food would she be putting on the table for the evening meal there? Can you remember?
Well, we had soup, the main course, and a sweet, and coffee. Very varied, but always very nice. And seconds used to come in.
And what about your son? How did he feel about the play?
Oh, he loved it. He thoroughly enjoyed it. Mm.
So it must have been interesting being friends. Tell me about how you grew to become friends with Olive and Claude.
Well, I think with going there, the first visitors they had, and, you know, we got on so well together, and their son, we brought him back, Graham, and he'd never been on a big train, and he just sat with his face glued to the window looking out all the built-up areas and whatnot, but we took him about. Mm.
So you must have visited many times.
Yes, we did. Very happy indeed. Yes, lovely memories. Mm. Mm.
You must have seen a few characters over the years.
Yes.
Can you remember anything about people you might have met or funny incidents that might have happened?
Long time ago. I remember Olive's family very well. She had a sister, Nora, who helped in the hotel. She was very nice. And she also had a sister who had another hotel lower down in Port Erin. Mm. Mm.
Like a family?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what would you do if it was like a wet day to cheer yourself up? Mm? What would you do on a wet day?
Well, we didn't mind getting wet so much, and, you know, we often went into those museum and the biological place and that sort of thing. Yes. Mm. Or if you wanted to stay in the Waverley, of course you could. There was a nice lounge, read the paper and whatnot.
So she didn't mind you staying in?
Oh, no.
Because I did hear that some landladies wouldn't let you...
Oh, no. But I think with having a lounge, you were out of their way, and yes. Mm.
Did she have, like, rules and things in the house that you had to obey, or...?
No. No, they were very good.
And things like, I mean, did you have to have your bath at a set time and stuff like that, or could you have it whenever you...
No, you didn't have it whenever the bathroom was free. Mm.
So, what do you think was the main difference that between, like, Leeds and the Isle of Man that drew you back to the island again? The thing that really you thought, what was your absolute, you know, that you loved about the island?
Well, I think it was so pretty and everyone was friendly and, you know, we got a real attachment to it, really. Yes, there wasn't one definite thing, but all together... That formed the draw that, you know. Mm.
How many times do you think you went altogether?
Oh, I've no idea. A lot. Because my husband's been dead over 20 years, so. And we stopped going a good bit before then. He wasn't well, unfortunately. Mm. But that's our life, isn't it?
I was going to ask, in the end, what was the reasons that stopped you coming?
There was no definite reason. We just sort of went more locally, I think. And no, there was no definite reason. Mm.
Maybe the travel you didn't.
Yes, and of course we couldn't get about as much walking and that sort of thing. And it was fairly hilly. Mm.
Would you maybe holiday in your motor car later?
Yes, that's right. Yes, we used to go up into the Yorkshire Dales then. Mm.
And in the years when you were coming to the Isle of Man, would you just take the one holiday? Or would you take a little one another time of the year as well? Or was that?
Yes, we often took a few days end of September. But we didn't always go away then. No. Mm. Just a few, a long weekend, really. Yes. Mm.
Was there a lot of saving up to be done for the summer holidays?
Yes, yeah.
Who took care of that?
Mm-hmm.
Who took care of the saving up? Was that you or your husband?
Yes, both of us together with a joint account. Yes. Mm.
Do you remember how much you'd have to put by in the...
No. No, I don't know. Just depends really what would last. After, you know, the living expenses, yes. Mm.
Can't be much to spare in those days.
No, no. But we did try and save, that was the thing. Mm.
Would you treat yourself to anything special on the holiday? Mm-hmm. Any little pleasures? What would you get yourself? Or what would you do that you wouldn't normally do at home? What would you do that might have been a bit extravagant?
Well, I think we always had sort of new summery clothes and a bathing suit. Not a bikini then. Oh, dear. But nothing really special. Mm. Used to like the ice cream there.
And the eating out. Would you ever have a meal out at home in Leeds?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We're famous for fish and chips. Don't know if you've heard of Harry Ramsden, but yes.
And things like the pictures and going to them, mm. Would you not be too bothered on the Isle of Man about that?
Oh, no, no, no. I don't know. I don't ever remember going to the pictures on the island. Mm.
And what would your son be doing? I mean, would he go to the... Would he go to, like, the beach mission in the daytime or anything, or would he come with you?
He was very fond of fishing. He often went out on a boat fishing. Mm. And, of course, he was very fond of the sea and swimming and, you know, he used to get up a cricket team and that sort of thing on the beach. And time passed so quickly.
So would you get together with the other visitors, or would you...
Yes, you used to see the same people on the beach, you know, and rush for a special little cove or something like that. Mm.
And would you meet the same people the same time next year, or was that not something...
No,
like
not
that?
Often. No, no, we didn't. No, we did, you know, oh, we've seen that person before sort of thing, but no, we never arranged with anybody to meet. Mm.
So where would your friends go on holiday from Leeds? Where was their favourite resort? Did they come to Isle of Man as well, or did they go to...
Well, a lot went to Blackpool because of the nightlife there. A big lot went to Blackpool. And then, of course, they started going south. Most people up cars then, or up to Scotland. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how did your holidays change over the years? You know, if you think of the sort of holiday you'd have in the 50s,
mm.
and then maybe 20 years after, what was different?
Well, there was certainly more coach tours, and you'd go to one place and you'd have two or three days off in the week, a full day off. So you saw more of the country that way, instead of just going to one place and doing your own thing there. They still are very, very popular, coach tours. Mm. And, of course, people go abroad now, big lot. Mm, that's made much easier. Mm.
Did you ever go abroad yourself?
Yes, with a few holidays. France, and we had a month once in the Algarve, Portugal. That was really beautiful, lovely. Mm.
when did you first go abroad?
I don't know. Oh, we went to southern France... Frages near Monte Carlo for our silver wedding. Mm-hmm. That was very good. Mm. That was an arranged tour. You went on the coach from Leeds and everything. Mm.
Well, now you've got your lunch to go to.
Yes.
I won't keep you any longer. Thanks very much, Mrs. Inman.
Well, I hope that's been useful.
Lovely.